Researchers have some important new information for families who have a child with autism. They now have a better idea of the risk of autism for that child's younger siblings. And as NPR's Richard Knox reports, it is higher than experts had thought.
It's one of the first questions parents ask after a child's been diagnosed with autism. What's the chance this could happen again? Earlier, smaller studies suggested it was between 3 and 14%, but the new research shows it's at least 19%. And Sally Ozanoff, who led the study, says for some children, the risk is even higher.
If a family has a child with autism and now, for example, has a newborn boy, that baby's risk of having autism are 1 in 4, essentially. And that's a really high rate compared to the general population, 1 in 110.
Ozanoff says if there are two older siblings with autism, the risk jumps to 1 in 3. She's a researcher at the University of California, Davis. But she says there are two ways of looking at this.
No matter how alarming these statistics are, and truly they are for us as researchers and clinicians and parents, I also tell families that even in the highest risk groups in this study, the likelihood of that new baby not having autism is always higher than the likelihood of them having autism.
The new study appears in the journal Pediatrics. It has important implications for families wondering if a younger sibling of an autistic child may be affected too. Alicia Halliday works for Autism Speaks, an advocacy group that helped fund the new study.
It tells parents who may show a concern, don't just wait and see. Take your child in consistently and monitor them carefully. And it also is a message to healthcare providers that they should be listening to the concerns of parents.
Okay, what do you want me to do?
Get to spin me.
Spin you? One more time? Okay. Ready?
Yeah. Go.
Go.
Judith Ercidi is twirling her son Jack in a swing at their home in suburban Boston. Jack, who's 7, is severely autistic. His 11-year-old sister Amy was diagnosed 2 years ago with Asperger's syndrome, a milder form of autism.
I missed those red flags, and my children weren't diagnosed as early as they could have been. So I do live in the world of shoulda, coulda, woulda, because they both had signs much earlier than they were diagnosed.
Autism specialists say there's good evidence now that early diagnosis and treatment can offset many of the symptoms of autism. Lack of interest in other people, reluctance to speak, learning problems, difficulty in making wants and needs known. Ercidi worries that Jack's missed some of those chances.
I don't know for sure, but I think it could have made a huge difference in his life had we known.
Still, she says the attention he's been getting the past 3 years is making a difference.
Between school and then treatment outside of school, medical treatment, he really started to learn to utter syllables, learn to nod his head yes or no, and then it just developed from there. You know, now he can say, I want to put on my shoes, you know, or I want to go swing.
Researcher Sally Ozanoff says there's another important implication in the latest research. It has to do with the contribution of genes versus environment in autism. The new study clearly shows genes are important, but another study published just last month shows that there's a higher risk of fraternal twins both getting autism, roughly 30%. Ozanoff points out that genetically, fraternal twins are just like any two siblings who are not twins.
That suggests that the shared intrauterine environment may also contribute to autism.
So researchers are looking for things that pregnant women are exposed to that may help unravel the puzzle of just what causes autism. Richard Knox, NPR News.